Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Hello, my fellows. It is Garbled Twistery, and we have arrived at the second to last Prezi Wezi candidate for 1812, DeWitty Clinton-y. Yeah, remember how I told you Jorge Clinton up and kicked the bucket? Well, this boy, DeWitt, he's his nephew. I know. The plot thickens. So let's get this rodeo started. DeWitty Clinty is the second son of some super general dude named James and his mom Mary, who was a descendant of the ancient Dutch DeWitt Ninja Clan. Our boy DeWitty went to some fancy pants academy, and then he went to Princeton, but transferred to freaking Columbia University, and he was like the first dude to graduate after that college got renamed to Columbia, but whatever, whatever. And his brother was a House of Rep, his half-brother was a House of Rep, his cousin was a freaking general. His uncle was the governor of New York. So understandably, DeWitty had goals. So yeah, after college, he decided to go hang out with his uncle and be a governor's secretary or whatever. And he like joined the Democrat-Republican cause too. Yeah, DeWitty was straight up getting volleyball passed all through the New York politics scene. Like, he was a New York Assembly member, he was a New York Senate member twice, he was a deli meat at the NY ConstituteCon, he was part of the Council of Doctors appointments twice. Some dude named Johnny Strong Arms Jr. resigned from the big boy Senate, and DeWitty hopped right into that musical chair. The thing is, he ended up resigning simply because Washington, D.C. was a raggedy old dump. I'm serious. Homeboy was like, quote, "I can't live here if the floorboards aren't clean," unquote. Spoiled brat. Guess he'll just have to settle being the mayor of the Big Apple. Yeah, this whole being the mayor thing was pretty whimsical, though. DeWitty was very on and off about being elected mayor. That said, he is the dude who created New York's first museum ever. He, like, reorganized the whole academy, you know, the one you used to thank for paintings. He was even the weird headmaster Dumbledore man of New York State University. And that's not all, but let's move on for now. In 1811, some dude named John lost his broom forever, and he was the governor of New York. So DeWitty had to square dance with some dude in a fez hat and some other dude named Nick who likes to go fishing, and he beat him. DeWitty became the lieutenant governor of New York. I mean, it's not like he'd never been governor before, but still, it's a cute story. What else? Oh, of course! DeWitty was a New York-style Freemason. I mean, you can't be the governor that many times and not be a Freemason, man. It's 1806. He's a grandmaster now. But who cares about that? Who cares about that? What about his home life? Is there or is there not turmoil and termites in his house, Well, he married a lady named Maria Franklin, and he had like 10 kids, 7 of which survived. I know, what a good D&D dice roll there. He also like became a card-carrying member of the Society of Cincinnati. But the only reason for that was because his brother was a member. Other than that, nothing super unusual so far. But whatever, let's talk presidency. Why is this dude even a candle date? Well, as we know, in 1808, his uncle George was shooting for the Iron Throne, but it didn't work out. Then, his uncle was planning on trying again for the year we're talking about now, but his uncle straight up died. So now, all the Federalists and the Democrat-Republicans who don't like guns are knocking on DeWitty's door. So yeah, that's the scoop there. I wonder how DeWitty's gonna do. I wonder. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, that new video game with the baby, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com, find Garble Twistery, become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content, and the suggestion box is open. So if you want an episode made special just for you, Patreon's where it's at. Anyways, next time, it's the last but not least candidate for the 1812 election. It's the reigning champion, Billy Madison. Get excited.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Termites in his house, hmm?